A62. Number 13A.
Go to the next synonymous term, to spirit, and take an idea from spirit. Do you have any special likings? Or shall we take the same as with the substance of spirit? Yeah, the substance of spirit. All right. So, what one usually does first is to see such an idea in its intra-relationship in order to strengthen the intrinsic value of an idea. What would we see about substance intra-related with other ideas of spirit? Very practical ones. Substance?
Strong.
Substance is strong. Yes.
Pure.
For instance, pure. What does it mean, substance is pure?
No materiality.
No materiality, huh? Not mixed up with another kind of substance, huh? It's spiritual substance. You see there, with spirit, you can even accentuate spirit through spiritual, huh? You see? Which you can't do very often. In mind, you can't do, huh? You can't take an adjective. Intelligence is minding, or mindful. Whereas in spirit, you can, huh? And therefore, there, very often, you strengthen the idea at once when you can see substance is spiritual. Huh? So you have at once something very strong in your hand, and then you can say, and that's substance that is spiritual is pure, meaning, huh? It is not mixed up with any other kind of substance, therefore another idea of spirit, therefore it is the only substance, huh? The only reality, huh? That spiritual substance is reality, is the only reality, because it's the only substance. Can you hear how you strengthen first your tone within the synonymous term, so that you build up that wonderful sense already? Oh, if I speak about substance, what is that? It's spiritual. And you cut out already everything that is not spiritual. Therefore, it's not material. Substance is not energy, physical energy. It's purely spiritual. And that spiritual substance is the only substance there is, because spirit is the only. So it's the only reality that exists. Therefore, reality consists of spiritual substance. Can you see how you already free yourself from the belief that we have to do with the material universe? Yes. All right. Then let's relate it to mind. But stay with intelligence, senseful, meaningful combination. Understanding? Is understanding mind? No? Yeah, we talk about substance. You see what you have to do when you do these exercises at home. This is now a short interlude about method. Huh? Try to be very systematic, very stereotyped. And keep the dominant tone always in your thinking. Here the dominant tone is, what is substance? Huh? So don't deviate from that dominant tone, that you are asking what is substance, that everything you say about it must be put into a sentence where substance is the subject of the sentence. You know? Huh? You know what is in grammar, huh? In each sentence you have a subject about which you say something. Huh? All right. So that you keep that dominant constantly, you see. And then you are not in danger of suddenly losing yourself in the wilderness of words. Yes?
The substance of ideas.
Oh, wonderful, huh? Now we go back to mind and begin to see substance is constitute of ideas you say is constituted of, huh? Yeah. Therefore, the building blocks of substance are ideas, huh? Yes, that's mind, huh? So our whole substance is based on ideas, huh? Is idea substance? Yes, Rick? So you can see that if substance is of the nature of ideas, huh? Therefore, what are ideas? Huh? It's the self-knowledge of mind, huh? That constitute actually our substance. What mind knows about itself is ideas, and that's the substance on which we build. Huh? Therefore, it gives the sense that mind's own infinite ideas, knowing themselves, being aware of itself, is our substance on which we build. Yeah. Mind, further about mind, about this substance that is the only reality, that is constituted of ideas, which is known in mind, and yes?
Which is intelligently maintained.
Which is intelligently maintained, yes. It's a substance that maintains itself, yeah, intelligently, uh-huh. It's the basis, yes? Yeah. So, what is the basis? You see, ideas are the basis. Huh? Substance is based on ideas. Huh? So, it's the basis of ideas, that is substance, yes? What else could we see in mind? If it doesn't flow, we go to the next one, to soul. Huh? Substance as soul. What can you see in soul?
Unchangeable.
You come again to that, which is very definite. So that substance is unchangeable, that it doesn't alter. Yeah, it remains what it is.
Limitless.
It's limitless. Yes. Yeah, it's limitless. You have limitless substance. It's much more so that, with limitlessness we have to be careful what we mean, that it is not the opposite of infinite. Huh? Limitless must see that substance cannot be limited in finiteness. Huh? That it, therefore, that substance is never in anything. Huh? Therefore, you can see, because substance is not never in anything, it's not in the body. Substance is not in money, huh? Substance is not in any other substance except the spiritual substance. Yes? You go on, that substance is unchangeable. Yes?
That substance is not ruled by material senses.
That substance is not ruled by material senses. Now we have to be careful. This is a good one. We have to see that we stick as much as we can to defining substance itself, and not so much the relationship that exists. Like what you say, that it's not ruled by the physical senses. It's already actually then a question of how are substance related to the physical senses, not so much in defining, huh? You know, what you could say much more is that substance cannot be perceived, is imperceptible by physical senses, huh? Yeah? Because it is invisible, huh? Substance is invisible to the physical senses, it's only visible to spiritual sense. Yeah, spiritually visible. Yes, further on.
Could you say that it satisfies spiritual substance?
It's satisfying, yes, yes, yeah.
Intact?
It's intact always, yes. It's intact, unchangeable, definite, yes. Yeah. Spiritually tangible, yes, that's so, huh? Yeah.
Did you say it was
similar? No, we didn't say that, but it doesn't quite make so much sense, huh? Yeah. Yeah. See, these are, you can say, but they don't seem to be practical. You know, I guess you never say in the world, substance can sin, no?
It's so pure.
Yes, we had that in spirit, huh? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Could you say of substance, I'm thinking of the reform, restore, and so forth and so on. Could you say that substance is self-restoring or self-reforming? Or is it going a little, stretching a little too far?
It's stretching a bit far, yes, yes, yes. Well, you could say it's what naturally has there in soul, that it's, you know, the seed within itself, that it is reproducing itself, that you could say, that mm-hmm. substance is reproducing itself.
That's better expression.
Yes, yes. And not reforming, actually, yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah.
I believe we can add to or lose its amount of substance.
Absolutely, huh? Yeah. So substance cannot be lost, it's unlosable, huh? And on the other side, there is no increase, huh? Substance does not need to increase because it's spiritual, it's anyway there. There is no adding to, huh? Yeah. It's self-reproductive, yeah. As principle, how would you define substance through principle, through ideas of principle? Yeah. Substance. How would you define, is substance relative or substance?
Impersonal.
Do you speak about in the world about impersonal substance or personal substance? Huh?
No, I don't think so.
No, yeah. So we should really make statements that are practical in the world. Yeah. Substance is it relative?
Divine authority.
It's absolute.
Is absolute, for instance, huh?
Operative. No.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't say something and then say no, you know. Either it is something or it isn't. Substance is fixed, all right. It's absolute, yeah, yeah. Fixed substance, I don't think we will talk about fixed or unfixed substance, huh? But it means it's absolute, it means, that it isn't relative, you see, that's a great point today in the theory of relativity, that everything is relative, huh? That the whole universe is relative, so that the whole substance of the universe is a relative concept, whereas the nature of substance, of the spiritual substance, is absolute, because in soul we could see it's unchangeable. It's absolute. What could you see further in principle? It's not so easy, huh?
Inseparable? No.
From what? You should always make a sentence, huh? That's something I have been teaching now, I think, 7 years here. Make a sentence, huh? And when you went to school, I guess, anyway, at home, was always that the teacher said, you must make a sentence and not just say a term, huh? Or else one doesn't quite know what is meant, huh? If you say inseparable, I say, yes, but spirit separates, huh? But you mean something else, so there must be a sentence so that one knows what is meant. Huh? And that sentence must start with substance, or you don't define substance. Huh? So, what is substance?
The substance of principle is inseparable.
Is inseparable, yes?
It cannot be broken up into parts.
Okay, now we have it. Huh? Now we know which kind of inseparability you mean. Huh? The substance of spirit cannot be broken up in parts, huh? Cannot be broken up in substances. Huh? Yes? Now we got it. Huh? You see, the moment you make a sentence, huh? You get it. Huh? You become definite. Yes? That's true. Huh? That the substance of spirit cannot be broken up in parts because in the world this is what one does with substance. One breaks it up in parts and analyzes its parts until one comes to the indivisible part, to the atom, and then feels one has got to the last building block of substance. Here in spirit it's inseparable, that substance of spirit cannot be broken up in parts. Very good. Now?
The substance is a system of ideas.
Okay. A substance is a system of ideas. Huh? It is, a substance would not be a lot of isolated ideas. Huh? Only then become ideas really substance when they are interrelated into a system. Yes. So that's the point. Huh? Which is also somehow related to what Jane said, that substance cannot be separated or divided up into parts. So it is put together into a system.
Therefore, substance of principle is ever operative and always at work.
Yes, that substance of principle is always operative. Huh?
Always.
Yeah. That reality of substance, the only reality of substance, huh, is always at work. Uh-huh. All right, we come to life. Therefore, if that substance of principle is always at work, huh, we always have...
Always have abundance. It's new.
Abundance of...
Ideas.
Of substance. Huh? Yeah.
Abundance of substance?
Yeah, we have always, yes. Uh-huh. All right. So that gives us a sense, see, that substance is always in abundance there, always is, always the supply. Huh? Now, it's good, you see what Rick always said, always go back again sometimes to mind. Huh? Here we see, so that if we say substance is always there in abundance, we somehow always have to interject mentally or that it is an abundance of ideas. Huh? No, so that we are quite clear. Huh? Substance is anyway the substance of ideas. Huh? But ideas constitute substance. So at the point of life, we always must have, therefore, an abundance of substance, of ideas, huh? Yes? Substance in life,
everlasting.
It's that substance is everlasting, yeah? Sometimes the counterfeit put in it to strengthen it, huh?
Not subject to decay or loss or death.
Yes, that substance is never subject to the law of decay or to death, to destruction. Yes?
Would you say self-perpetuating?
It's self-perpetuating, yes. Life, huh? Perpetuates itself. Self-perpetuating, self-maintaining, self-supporting, self-providing. Hmm? Self-conserving,
Accelerating.
The substance accelerate. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's perpetuating itself.
It's perpetuating itself, yes. That's self-perpetuating. Good. So the substance of life, huh, is our supply. Huh? So the substance of life is a abundant supply of ideas. Yes?
It's always new.
It's always new, a new substance. It's an interesting point, because in soul we said it never changes, and now it's always new. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. The newness. Yeah. The substance is resuscitating. Yeah. What would be the practical proposition there? A practical.
You can't lose a part of substance. It will rebuild.
Aha. The rebuilding, the self-perpetuating, the self-maintaining, the self. Yeah. Yeah. We come to truth. What is substance as truth? How do we define substance? Substance would be whole, huh? Yeah. Whole, healthy, huh? It's a healthy substance, not a sick substance. We talked a lot about poisonous substance, about sick substance, about diseased substances. Huh? So the true substance of ideas, huh, are always at the point of truth, whole, healthy, huh? Yes?
Mm-hmm. Always dependable?
Dependable. On what?
On truth.
Aha. The substance is always dependable on truth.
It is dependable because it's supported with truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Reliable.
Oh, I see. It's trustworthy, huh?
Reliable.
Reliable,
uh-huh. The true substance of ideas is always claimed and accepted.
Yes, yes. It always claims itself, huh? Yes. Uh-huh. Affirms itself, that substance. Okay. What else do we have in truth? That substance. Right, if there is none left, we go to love. Already there, the substance of love. In love, this substance is what? Substance is complete. Inexhaustible, huh?
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
It's perfect, yes. There's no imperfect substance, yes.
Universal,
yes. Uh-huh. All right. What else?
All-embracing.
Yes. That's all the same, huh? All-embracing, universal, yes. Uh-huh. What else could you see? What substance is in love? Something really nice. It is interesting, yeah? All right, infinitely adaptable to a situation. Uh-huh.
The substance of love is the maximum of good.
All right, you can say the substance, huh, is the maximum of good. Yes.
It's always purposeful.
Always purposeful, yeah. Is a substance purposeful, yeah? Uh-huh. Usually, yeah.
Has its own purpose.
Has its own purpose, yes. What would be the practical, what would it be practical?
I was thinking of health in these so-called undeveloped countries where we are just pouring in everything. So there is this substance which has its own purpose, its own goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spiritual goal.
Could we say it's always applied purposefully? Or is always...
I thought it was, it has the self-operative power, the self-telefinalistic power within itself.
Uh-huh. To fulfill the purpose. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. I can see that, yes.
Maybe I don't say it right.
Oh. I had a long line up here, you know, until I could see what you are driving at, yes. Uh-huh. What else could we see in...
Meets every need.
Meets every need, yes. Yes. That's a good one, huh? Love, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. I think that's what perhaps you wanted to say too, huh? That it's always that which is adapted to the need and fulfills its a purpose, yes?
Nurtures,
yes. That's good, yeah. Yes.
The system, even the material system itself, can't find these ultimate building blocks that
yes.
separate everything into
yeah.
this and that and the other thing.
Yeah.
Apparently it's impossible to do there as well.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Okay, so that we see that substance is all integrated, huh? An all integrated substance that takes in every nature of ideas in order to build up the perfect substance. Yeah, that is universal, that substance is universal, that it integrates all ideas into one great nature of spiritual substance. Okay, that would be substance, huh? Yeah, so this differs very much from Webster. He wouldn't like us. Yeah, and again we get here a very nice definition. Actually, you would see that I said the other time, if you would take the term substance, for instance, and would look up all the references on substance in the textbook and would define substance through the chapters of the textbook by seeing how is substance used in each chapter, you would get again a different answer than what we have been doing right now. It would be defined completely different than we did it now. Why? Because we only define at this point really an idea through the ideas of the synonymous terms. Whereas the textbook, when you go through the textbook and see how a term is defined through the various chapters, Mr. Zeddy defines an idea through the 4x4, through the Word, Christ, Christianity and Science office. So don't think you will find in the textbook what we have been doing. Huh? This is limited, so to say, only to the category of the seven. Let's that keep in mind. Because later on, when we introduce the word Christ, Christianity and Science, we can see that these ideas can be still defined differently, but within a different framework. Is that clear? That the framework we use is only the seventh synonymous term, whereas the textbook will define it through the framework of the 4x4.